Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is The Instigators with Andrew Peters and Craig Rebay. The Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Now we're going to have a battle started here now. Bratton wanting to go. Bratton and Peters are sizing one another up outside the Philadelphia line. Peters and Bratton start wild swings at one another. Bratton, now here's Peters coming in with the rights. Peters got a couple in, another one smacked it off the side of Gross. Bratton, oh, he got him on the button that time, and another one coming through. Now Peters loses his helmet, but he keeps firing, punches back again. These two guys just standing up and going to wear each other right into the ice the way they're going. Josh Bratton and Andrew Peters. Bratton's now, Peters just wrestles Bratton down out of the ice, and it is over, and boy, they got lots of pokes in there.
You can feel the breeze from some of those punches up here in the press box. They were swinging with ill intent,
to say nothing of their humor.
I have no idea why we did that. I guess, so I'm reminded now that last night in that game that they showed, I didn't see any of it, but I guess I fought Josh Bratton. Someone sent that to me last night on Twitter. I didn't catch the game, but yeah, interesting night that night.
Do you remember that fight?
Very well, actually. The thing I remember most about that fight was I felt guilty that I wasn't fighting Bruce Scheer, but Bratton lined up beside me and asked me to fight. And
okay, hold on a second. This was against who?
Philly.
They had Josh McGrattan.
Josh, not Brian McGrattan. Josh Bratton. Different, completely
Josh
different.
Josh Bratton. Oh, yeah. I know. Okay, I know who you're talking about. Yeah, tough kid.
Tough, not very big, but he was total gamer. He could. I'll tell you what he could do. If you watch that fight again, there's one thing he could definitely do is he could take a punch.
Yeah.
Like nothing I've ever seen. But the one thing I remember most about that fight was I threw a punch at the end because he switched to lefts, and I was still boxing at the time. So my boxing coach used to always teach me to move my head and duck and weave. And it came in handy a few times, and I got scrambly, and I was moving and dodging his punches, and I threw a punch and I missed him completely. And I followed through in front of him, and I had to bear hug him because I was in a very vulnerable spot, because I completely threw a haymaker right across his body, and my body came through with momentum. I was like, oh, I can't swear on the show, but I just remember in the fight, I'm like, I'm in trouble if I don't kind of, because he was throwing both. So I was wide open. So I bear hugged him. I wrapped my head around, or my arm around his head. I think I tried a couple tugs at the back of his helmet to get it off. Wouldn't go. Thing was welded on. So I spun him around, and I landed on my elbow, but my elbow pad, as you mentioned, Riv, all the way back to rollerblading, my elbow pad had slid down. Okay?
So that's not good.
I land right on my elbow. And I didn't even realize it because of the adrenaline from the fight. But after, like, after you come out of the penalty box, my elbow, my arm was throbbing, like just throbbing. And I went to the room and I showed T-Mac, and my elbow was split open, like wide open.
Yeah. Like
you could hold it open and like see the tendon, right? And so it making me sick. But so they had to stitch it. I don't know how many stitches, but we went to Florida from there. And I remember this because I couldn't sleep because my entire arm was like pulsating and swollen, like all the way down to my fingertips. I remember I was tossing and turning all night.
Yeah.
And I finally called T-Mac at like 5:30 in the morning. And I'm like, I need something because we had a day off. I need something to help me sleep and pain pill. I haven't been able to sleep. My arm is throbbing. He gave me.
But what did it get infected or something?
No, I think it was just from the initial how hard I hit the ice. I think it did some damage. Like there was no X-ray taken, but I'm pretty sure there was probably a bone chip in there. My elbow was never the same.
Did you play with Turner Stevenson at all, Gio?
Yeah, I played with him in Jersey too.
So Turner Stevenson, I remember he got in a fight back in the day in Montreal. After the fight, landed on just the same as what you just said. The elbow pad slid off. He landed right on his elbow, completely split open his elbow. It got infected, and it looked like a golf, like a small tennis ball hanging off his. They had to continuously try and suck out all the blood and everything else. But he ended up having to have like a surgery on that elbow and took out like the bursa sac or something.
Did they let you play, Petey? Because I know a lot of times they won't even let you play now because of the risk of infection. Now, you know what I mean? Like if you split it open,
you have to go look at the next game. I don't remember if I played. There's a chance that I might not have played just a healthy scratch anyway. Like that year I played, I was up all year. I only played 28 games, 54 healthy scratches that year. So, I mean, there's a chance if I wasn't playing, I don't know. I don't remember. I practiced. I don't remember sitting out at all because of my elbow.
Yeah. Let me ask you, did you, in that game, did you prep to fight Gratton? If Brashear's on the other team, I'm assuming you're prepping for that. Like, do you prep for a few different guys? Like, how did that work for you? Because it's a completely different world from how I prep for a game. But
yeah, I bet. I would have loved to. I would have loved to have tried your way for just a couple games in a row. It's a great question. I think when you hear about a guy like that getting called up or potentially playing, you're starting to ask everybody, "What do you know about him? What do you know about him?" I don't know. I never really don't know. I think I was so prepped for Brashear, and Brashear was a roommate my whole time, and he lined up on left side, and this Gratton guy lined up on the right side, and asked me right away. I was kind of thrown off because I thought maybe he ended up fighting, I think, Mersey in that game. Someone mentioned that to me yesterday, that he fought Mersey that game too, and so I didn't know what level of fighter he was.
Yeah.
I mean, Brashear was the guy that I think that I prepared for and at least, you know, disrupted my sleep many times the night
for before, sure.
Day of.
Yeah.
So, but thank you for asking. Great year. Great season. That season. Our buy sell trade. 05-06 was the best team in Saints history. Buy sell trade presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. Riv's going to throw up.
How'd you guys do?
That
trophy behind you?
That's 06, 07. That's why you could buy, sell, or trade this question.
All right, is that the serious buy, sell, trade right now?
No, it's not. I'm just trying to throw you off. I know you hate talking about that year. But anyway, they have another game coming up tonight. You want a real buy-sell trade?
Throw one out there, bud.
Okay. Are you, buy, sell, trade, personalized skates. Have you seen this with the player poll where guys talked about expressing themselves through their equipment, some on their helmets, some on their sticks? Skates led the way by a landslide, 40.57 of the votes, 40%. So buy, sell, trade, personalized skates. So, like, I don't know if you saw the picture, but there's a picture of a customized skate with, like, like stars and stripes. There's, you have Josh Hosang's personalized skates a couple years ago that everybody mocked and things like that. There's a picture of a country. Looks like it could be, I don't know if that's Russia. Looks like a White House. I mean, could be anything, Riv. So buy, sell, trade, personalized skates.
Well, first of all, the player's personality expressed on the ice is what they talked about, the NHL player poll. So it's the personality of the players. And there was 53% that said yes, that they would like to be able to express their personalities, and 47% said no. So half the league says, no, I don't want all this, you know, stuff on the skates and the pants and the helmets and the sticks. But out of the 53% that said, yes, we'd like to see it, 43% talked about the skates, how they'd like to be able to detail the skates. Listen, if you've ever gone on the internet, if you've ever watched a European hockey game from Russia or Finland or Sweden or the Swiss league, they're walking billboards. Are we talking about these players having stuff on their equipment to sell money, or are they looking to personalize skates? I just think it gets really complicated if you start doing all that stuff.
Well, but you got it. Like,
what are you talking? It's personality, not endorsement.
Yeah. It's, what about a goalie mask?
You know what, Petey?
That exact thing.
Let me tell you something, Petey. It comes with the territory. If you're talking about Alex Ovechkin personalizing a pair of skates, every Tom, Dick, and Harry hockey player from Washington is going to want to buy those skates that Alex Ovechkin.
Oh, but I think it's like Gio's saying, it's like a helmet, like the goalie helmet. Like, it's personal to them. They're not going to go into, like, mass production and say, okay, these are the new OV skates. Let's go throw them out on the market, and Bauer's going to – oh, yeah, okay.
That's what it's going to get to.
That's what you're saying.
Just like the Jordans. It's the same.
Thank you, Gio.
But it's already been happening. Like when we went to the Olympics, remember James Wisniewski, right? Like, Anaheim, Chicago. I don't know if you'll be able to see it, but he had his own personal ones with the flag and his name on it. Like, he had them done up himself. You know what I mean? And that's been happening. And I think that's okay. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I don't mind seeing that. I know one guy in the league that would hate to have that happen is Lou Lamoriello. He would despise the personalized skates.
I think that's the number one reason why Hosang's not an Islander.
But I see
you laugh. Where you're you saying. Laugh, but you're it's true.
Absolutely, it is true. 100%. There's other reasons behind it, but that is definitely part of the friction that Hosang had.
So Jeff Colton,
I just think
the rundown chat here. He's saying football players have personalized cleats, basketball players sneakers, things like that. So it's pretty interesting. It's an interesting thought. It's a very interesting thought. You asked about the helmets, Gio. Why?
What do you mean? I said it.
Goalie helmets.
I'm saying, like, the goalies get to go and they get to design their helmet based off of however they want to. You know what I mean? Like, they get to create their pads. The goalies get to design their stuff. Yes, it has to be within a certain confine, but they have it that they can put whatever they want on their mask, and they have their personality reflected in their mask. I think in skates, it's going to be harder to do that, but you can at least do something like I just showed you. Like, And it might turn into an OV. This is the OV model skate, like, and take well, off. And
you know exactly that's going to happen, Gio. This is all about dollars. This is all about making something like, I'm going to show you guys. I sent this to my two boys because I had a conversation years ago, or not years ago, just a little while ago, about skates and what they look like.
Hour ago.
No, it was. I just sent them this picture on Friday.
Years ago.
So I sent them this picture. I'm going to show you guys. And this was the old Nike. Because I was telling my boys that hockey, Nike had a pair of hockey skates. And they were all like, they couldn't believe it. No, because all they hear about is CCM. They hear about Bauer. And that monopolizes the entire, all the skates. And I showed them these skates. And those skates back in the day, they were very, very different. They were white. They had a different graphics on them. It made you look like kind of like a prima donna if you ever wore the Nike skates. That being said, they were hot. I mean, people wanted those skates.
Name the one player you think of when you think about skates.
Sergei Fedorov.
Yeah, 100%.
And Sergei Fedorov's entire skate was white. Do you remember that?
So was Kovalev's.
And Kovalev, yep.
I wore white skates in junior.
You know, I look at this and you know, we're talking about, you know, players, you know, bringing out their personalities, expressing it on the ice, and 53% of those players say yes, they'd like to do it. I would, if I was a hockey player right now in today's game, I would love to be able to build my own skate. I would love to be able, this is just me, to have that Canadian flag on my tongue or on the side of the boot, to have something that means something to me on maybe the other side, graphic-wise. I think it would be really cool to be able to do something like that with the capabilities that they have nowadays.
And yeah. Every sport does it. Football, basketball, you know what I mean? Baseball, they all have their own personalized shoe. So it's the same thing. I think it should be a go. I think it'd be awesome.
Do you know how many people would wanna buy a Connor McDavid customized skate with his graphics on it, or an Alex Ovechkin, or a Sidney Crosby, or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
how come we can't buy a goalie mask, like a manufactured, like, how come you couldn't go buy your favorite goalie mask? You had to go get it painted the same. So I don't understand. Like, it's the same thing. Because it's personalized to them. I think, like, the Air Jordan sneaker was, like, designed for mass production. These are, like, those goalie helmets. So I don't know if they would, if companies would do that. I don't know how that would work.
Well, they would mass produce one skate a year for a player. You know, like Bauer, for an example, half the league is Bauer, half the league is CCM. If you could basically, you know, have a Bauer skate that's going to be the same as what you normally would get, but you could mass produce a Connor McDavid skate that has his graphics. What do you got there, Pete?
We got to go to break. Sorry to cut you off, but I just thought I'd show you. I have a guitar too.
What are you showing me right now? Tell everybody what you're showing Gio and I.
That's very confidential information.
Well, let me help you out. Nickelback, back in the day, Andrew Peters took out Nickelback, Chad Kroeger and Nickelback.
Hey, I jumped in the limo with my brother and Patty Coletta. We went downtown Buffalo after a show with Hoobastank. Remember Hoobastank?
Hoobastank.
I can't believe there was even a band called Hoobastank. And Nickelback. Right down to the chip strip, baby.
And what did he give you, Petey?
I got this. Well, you guys are bragging about guitars. Gio's got a guitar. You got yours. I think it's the guitar from Wayne's World. The Fender Stratocaster. It's a white Fender Stratocaster, and he signed it. He gave it to me and he signed it. Went right on his tour bus and grabbed it and gave it to me.
So Chad Kruger signed that guitar.
Yes, sir.
Are you displaying that? Like, is that somewhere?
Well, I moved, so it's a lot to hang up. I mean, it's like it's a complete, because this case it's in, it's like this glass framing thing. It's so heavy.
$100. And $100, because I know the frame costs $100.
I'm not offended at all. No, I'll give you that President's Trophy for $50, though.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. No, anyway, pretty cool. I thought it was a nice gesture. So, anyway, good talk. Got to go to break. We'll be right back. Instigators Brian Gionta on the line. And we did our buy-sell trade. Braden actually did send out 05-06 is the best Sabres team in franchise history. So we'll see how that lands. And a couple other things to get to around the league. And Elliot Friedman tomorrow. Instigators when we come back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
All right, Sam Reiner is going to be with us next in a few minutes here, waiting on him. So much in the rundown, Riv, lately, I'm overwhelmed. I can't read it all and see it all. So I'd miss that again. But Samson's going to join us here in a minute or two. And we're waiting on him. We went 11:30 today instead of 10:30 because of the whole West Coast time change, right? What are they, 3 hours? So we're trying to be a little courteous to Sam.
That's nice.
We'll see what he's up to, where he is. Jackson Buffalo, he said that the other day. All right. Well, Sam joins us now. Sam, what's going on?
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
So I just answered my own question. I said we moved you to 11:30 for the West Coast time, I think. Is that right? Are you out back home?
Yeah, I'm back home in Vancouver, just hanging out like everyone else.
What have you been able to do? What are you doing?
I'm at my parents' house, so I have some people around. My girlfriend, my brothers are in, so making things a little bit easier. Have a gym here with very basic stuff, bike, treadmill. So just been hanging out, trying to get some workouts in and kill some time.
Does your dad still have the rusty old Monarch bike that every player from that era had?
No, we've upgraded to the Peloton, like a lot of people.
Oh yeah.
But you know the bike I'm talking about. Did he have one of those, the Monarchs?
The blue and white ones?
Absolutely. You know the bike.
Oh, I hate those bikes. I know those ones. The old junior bikes.
No such thing as a good bike, Sam.
Fair enough.
Those Monarch bikes, didn't they use those at training camps every year? You know how you had to do the wind gate and they dropped the weight on you and you had to sprint for 45 seconds? Is that a Monarch bike?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think they should destroy every one of those bikes. I have bad memories of that.
That and the air dive. Yeah, never fun. Is not much better.
Well, Sam, what have you been doing? Like, what's life like? You keeping in touch with your teammates? Do you have an opinion? I guess I'll ask you first and foremost, have you seen these videos that have been going with players and the video conferences and stuff? And I'll just use Crosby and McDavid for an example. They have difference of opinion when it comes to if the league is able to resume, should they go right to playoffs or play some games first? Do you have an opinion on that?
Not really at this point. I still think everyone's guessing, you know, what's going to happen, which is fine. But, you know, I haven't seen all the videos of guys getting interviewed and stuff. I've seen certain quotes here and there, and obviously guys have different opinions. But there's been quite a bit of talk with the PA and all the players together. So, you know, we're trying to figure out. I mean, everyone's going to have different opinions, so it's a tough spot to be in, whether it's a league, whether it's the players. But, you know, we all want to get back at some point, and we all you know, want to be playing again. You know, it's the circumstances is pretty odd to be in, and it's not fun sitting at home. There's no question of that.
What are your thoughts on the NHL extending that self-quarantine period for all the players and staff to April 15th? Do they discuss that on a regular basis?
Yeah, I mean, we're all over the world, right, at this point. Most guys went home, so, you know, it's not that unexpected. I think it's something we'd be doing anyways in our home cities. I know in Vancouver we might be a little behind, let's say, Toronto or Buffalo in the whole city lockdown. But for the most part, people are staying home. People are wanting to get through this, and as hockey players, we're no exception.
So what are you watching? We got Brian Gionta on the line too, by the way. But did you guys play together?
Yeah, come on.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not that old. I'm still like, come on.
It all jumbles together these days, Gio.
I know. Rhino, buddy, it's good to hear from you.
Yeah,
we were talking on the show earlier. I'm into that Tiger. What's the name of that?
Tiger King.
Have you seen that yet?
All you cool cats and kittens? Of course I've seen it.
It's unbelievable. It's crazy. It's blowing my mind. I'm episode 3, I think it is. Will be 4 tonight. It's like, just keep blowing my mind every turn that happens in that show. I'm like, when it first came out, I'm like, I'll tune in. I'll see what it is. It's just crazy. You feel the same or what? Like, what else you got going on? You got any suggestions for us?
I'm just, in that show, I'm just disappointed they burned that room down with all the tape. I would have loved a full reality show on that. That's the biggest disappointment for me. But other than the whole animal cruelty that's going on, but that was a hell of a show for sure.
Well, yeah, Gio, I don't know if Gio is that far yet where they...
I think that's the next episode, The Fire. It said in the little, preview.
Oh, yeah, you're the world and watching the show.
What else are you doing? Are you watching anything else? I mean, you say your girlfriend's with you, you can't do anything. You playing video games? You talking to your teammates?
Yeah, I'm not huge into the video games, but there's not much. You know, getting 11 hours a night, I would say, of sleep, trying to waste some of the day. Wake up late, work out, just kind of hang out with it. Like I said, there's a lot of people around, which kind of helps, but you know, there's not much to do.
So are your sleep patterns all screwed up? I mean, Riv was saying that he was up until 4 and sleeping until like 10. Are you in that scenario where your sleep patterns are all screwed up and you find 2-3 in the morning creeping around the corner?
Not crazy. I'm not up past midnight too often, you know, as it is. I think it's just no alarm, nothing to be up for, and a long season, so a lot of sleep to catch up on and no reason to be up. So my patterns aren't too off.
Instigators with Sam Reinhart joining the show. You've been doing a lot of media stuff. Have you done much?
No, this is actually probably the first one. I haven't had to do much.
Do you like it? Well. Like I know we did grilling them together, but I mean, like when Chris Bandura messages you and says, "Hey, jump on the Instigators." What's your initial reaction? You can be completely honest.
Right now, that we got nothing to talk about. But I completely understand in a time like this, obviously people are listening because what else are they going to do? So I completely understand it at the same point.
Well, we got a good question for you. We were talking to Jake McCain the other day.
It was a fun experience, too.
Oh, God. We were talking to Jake McCabe the other day. We were talking about this. Everybody, the most important thing at the grocery store is making sure that you're buying toilet paper. And Jake McCabe came up with, he doesn't use toilet paper. He has a bidet. Do you have a bidet at your parents' house right now?
I don't. But I like that play out of Jake. I like his honesty. I respect a lot about it.
Well, it was a gift from his wife.
I don't know where to go with this, but that's awesome.
That's all we were saying was, did he stock up on toilet paper? And he says, no, I got a bidet. And I think that kind of threw everything off, too.
The hotel in Montreal, Rhino, you know, I don't know if Rives and Petey have stayed in that place, but there's a hotel in Montreal, the Ritz-Carlton, redone, has the best bathroom in the league. It's got a heated toilet seat with a bidet set up. Phenomenal.
Can I ask a personal question to everybody?
There's guys around the league that install that toilet in their houses.
Well, what's after the bidet? I mean, people say it replaces toilet paper, but what happens after?
It's got a dryer, buddy. It comes out and it dries you afterwards.
What?
Yeah, buddy. It is insane.
How long does this process happen? Like, are you on there for a good 20 minutes?
As long as you want it.
It's got a dryer. That's amazing.
Rhino, is it not? Like, it scared me the first time doing it. I was nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
you walk in.
I gotta give it a run.
You open up the door and the toilet seat opens up already.
Get out of here.
Was this a conversation in the locker room the next morning?
No, it's about a week prior when you know you're going to Montreal.
So do guys look forward to the bidet trip?
Yeah, I mean, the whole Montreal experience, right? It's a fun place to be, fun place to play.
Riv knows it, too. Where did you like to go in Montreal for dinner? What would you guys do in Montreal?
You don't eat dinner in Montreal.
we've kind of gone everywhere, I feel like. I've gone to a number of places. Honestly, don't remember any of the names, but a lot of good spots.
Geo,
for sure.
What was your favorite place in Montreal? Gibby's?
Gibby's was up there.
Coup de Cheval?
Yeah, not as much. I like Gibby's better than Coup de Cheval. Coup de Cheval was overpriced, man.
Sam, are you in bed right now, Sam?
No, I got a Skype interview with Duffer after this, so I had to somewhat present myself.
Okay. All right. I used to do a show here in Buffalo on Tuesday morning around like 8:30 a.m. like it is for you, and I was in bed when I would do it. It was actually my wake-up call. Listen, splash some water on your face, spice up a little bit for Duffer, and hopefully we can see you back on the ice soon, Sam. Thanks for your time.
Will do. Thanks, guys. Say hi to the family, Joe.
See you, buddy.
All right. No hi to our family, eh, Riff?
Yeah.
Hey, you can play with them. You know?
All right. We'll be right back. Instigators, final segment for today. Gio, it's been great having you on, buddy.
It's been nice to be back. Really nice.
Petey, you know what we dropped the ball with right there?
What?
Since Sam's a Western Canada kid, I wonder if he likes Nickelback. I wonder, like, isn't Chad Kruger from Western Canada, or is he from Manitoba?
Why don't you do yourself a favor? Do me a favor. If we're friends, you would watch the things that I do and work on. And I did a grilling him with Sam Reinhart. And maybe I did some due diligence, they might call it, before finding out he was from West Vancouver, much like my man, Chad Kroger. So naturally, that question is going to come up. We're going to go to break, Riv. Give your head a shake. We'll be right back.
We're back with more of the Instigators, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Thanks to Sam Reinhart for joining us. He's out west, and you know, every day things will change with this COVID-19. So as we keep you posted on what the league's doing, always things will change and different scenarios for playoffs will come up. So make sure you stick around and tune in every day on WGR 550. Before we go, tonight's game is February 4th, 2006, when we beat the Ottawa Senators. So catch that game 8 o'clock on MSG. And, Rev, we know that's your favorite season, so I would appreciate if you guys tuned in. That was a big game. That was the start of the rival.
Yes, sir, it was. Who was the stud on Ottawa back then? Alfredson and Hossa?
Spezza, Heatley, Hossa.
So Heatley was on the team.
Yes.
Okay.
Every time he scored, the heat is on.
That possibly, if you think about it, possibly could be one of the greatest lines of that era was Danny Heatley, Hossa, and Alfredson. No?
Last minute play in the show.
Spezza had crazy numbers.
Yep.
Gio, I'll ask you this because Riv and I will talk about it more. Did you see April 19th, the Chicago Bulls? Have you seen
it? I did see it.
How unbelievable.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
Greatest,
can't wait for that thing to come out.
Greatest team in maybe sports history right there.
Well, it's right up in our era too, right? Like it hit us. Like that was who you watched. Jordan and the Bulls, baby.
It was crazy. It was absolutely crazy. Riff.
And the personalities. Dennis Rodman, watching him, and he was a huge part of that.
Yeah, this is the like the behind the scene footage you love, right? In the locker room, before games, after games, in the back parking lot, the guys' cars. Dennis Rodman fleeing the stadium in a motorcycle. Gio, you gotta flee now. Take care, man. We'll have
you
on again maybe if you're free. And Riff. Elliot Friedman tomorrow at 11. Take care, everybody.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.